When old laws threaten your property rights, what homeowners must know hook. What if the lease or mortgage agreement you thought was completely airtight could be wiped out overnight by a law written before the Civil War? That's not hypothetical. It just happened. And the same kind of hidden legal risk is sitting inside your property documents right now. Pause. Context. Here's what's making headlines this week. A thriving Sydney venue called the Divine Playhouse just had its lease terminated under an 1842 law originally written to regulate foul smells and industrial waste. Their own lawyers say it was never meant for this. Gone overnight. And while that's happening in Australia, distressed homeowners across the US are sitting on mortgage agreements, deed restrictions, and HOA covenants with equally buried landmines they've never once looked at. Pause. 3K EY Insights. First, dormant legal clauses are a real and present danger. The 1842 statute used against Divine Playhouse had essentially never been applied this way before. American homeowners face the same exposure. Deed restrictions, municipal codes, and mortgage fine print contain provisions that rarely surface until someone decides to use them against you. One missed certified letter or misunderstood covenant can dramatically shorten your legal timeline. Laws. Second, most distressed homeowners don't know their redemption rights exist. Most U.S. states grant a statutory right of redemption, a defined window to reclaim your property even after foreclosure has occurred. That's not a loophole. That's the law. But lenders aren't volunteering that information. If you're in default right now, that right may be ticking down without you knowing it. Pause. Third, legal uncertainty creates financial paralysis. The moment the Divine Playhouse got that termination notice, bookings froze, operations collapsed, and every decision became reactive. Distressed homeowners experience the exact same spiral. Vega Property Recovery LLC sees it constantly. People aren't just carrying a financial problem. They're carrying confusion and fear that shuts down their ability to act strategically. Pause. THE takeaway. Here's your one action item today. Pull out your mortgage agreement or lease and find the notice compliance section, the part that outlines what your lender must do before escalating. Then find out your state's redemption window. You don't need a law degree. You just need to know those two things exist before your next conversation with anyone about your property. Plus, CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmedes.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmedes.xyz.